The town of Pigsmire is finally on the horizon. Mom would stick up her nose about where I am, but hey, an adventurer's gotta start somewhere. I heard that this town has a sword stuck in a stone. A classic, if somewhat rare, phenomena. I think the last time somebody found a sword in a stone was... a century ago? Nobody was really sure how it got there, and they definitely don't know how this one got there now. But as soon as word spread, people started flocking to Pigsmire to try their hand at retrieving the sword. There are knights, some scholars, and lots of adventurers, like me. I'm not here to get the sword, though. I'm here to scare them all away. At first, the town was excited about all the fame and fortune coming their way. Their inns at max capacity, their taverns bursting with business. But now they're sick of all the tourists leaving trash and starting brawls. They want everything to go back to the way it was. And they're willing to pay for it. I have an old friend who lives here. She sent me a letter laying all this out. Since the town can't exactly advertise this job on the local postings, she offered it to me. Instead of as a friend, I'm coming as a very serious, possibly nefarious... bandit? Pirate? Witch? I haven't decided. I still need to figure out how to scare all these folks off. I'm not a wizard. I can't summon scary weather or make fireworks or anything. I hardly have a weapon. My dagger is pretty small and not exactly frightening. I also don't want to try sneaking up and stabbing everyone in line. It seems a little unsportsmanlike. As I walk into town, I understand exactly why everyone wants these sword-crazed tourists to leave. It's so crowded. You can't walk through without bumping into at least 17 people. At least 3 people have stepped on my feet, and I think someone tried to steal my trail mix. I cannot leave the crowds behind fast enough. It takes forever to make it to the tavern, which is also overcrowded and dirty. But I finally see Willow.
Oh, Ryan! You made it. Thank the gods.
I now fully understand why you want these tourists to leave.
Yeah, I just wish someone would succeed in getting that darn sword. Or that they would all decide it was impossible and give up and go home.
I don't know. They all seem pretty set on trying. Again? And again, and again, and again.
I swear, if one more person brings their pet ogre in here to help them, I'm gonna lose it.
Well, I'm prepared to make their time here a little more chaotic.
How are you gonna do that?
I passed by a few things on my way here that gave me an idea. Do you know who owns those pigs over there? Also, do you know the tailor and the baker?
It's a small town. Of course I know them.
Excellent. It takes some time, but Willow and I soon have our plan worked out and everything we need ready. Willow knows her cue, and I know when to start. We've also enlisted the baker and tailor to help spread panic. I don the largest, darkest cloak I've ever seen in my life. And strap on a pair of stilts. I have created a ridiculous persona for myself, fitting for this equally ridiculous plan. I make my way towards the biggest gathering of people, right where the sword is. People are already staring. I knew these stilts were a good idea. I turn to them and shout in my deepest, scariest voice.
Hear ye and be warned! This sword is for my master! Be gone at once, or there will be consequences!
Some tourists are wary, but others still look skeptical. But then, Willow jumps on a chair, exactly as we planned.
Yeah, you and what army?
My army of swine!
I point at her, and she falls back, throwing a cloud of flour up. She did such a great job hiding it in her skirts. When it settles, a pig stands by the chair. I know it looks confused because Willow has rolled around the corner and pushed it there. But the tourists don't know that. They interpret the confused look as the face of someone who has been turned into a pig.
Thank you for volunteering to join it, girl. Who's next?
That's the second cue. Willow causes what can only be described as a pig stampede. And that does it. Nobody wants a chance being turned into a pig.
All shall fear the great warlock, Everett Ezekiel Whitefall.
I guide the pigs around town, occasionally shouting various nonsense and threats. I burst into the inns, sending people packing. Word spreads through the taverns before I even get there. Even the locals have scurried to their houses and shops. Not scared of the pigs, but not wanting to get trampled by them either. I catch the baker's eye through the window of the shop and give him a wink. It's exhausting leading these pigs around. But it's working. As I do a second and then third lap around the town, there's less and less and less people. Eventually, I corral my swine cohorts back to their pen. The town feels so much larger without all the tourists. Finally, everyone is gone. The courtyard is empty and silent. Everyone has either left town or is hiding in their homes. After all the commotion of the day, the sword looks especially still. It's silly to think about walking over there and giving it a pull, but it would be silly to come all this way and not touch it, right? I'll probably regret it if I don't try. Nobody's here to see me and laugh about it. What the hell? Why not? Oh, that was really easy. And this sword is really nice. Can I keep it? I guess I can keep it. That's the deal, I think.
Mommy, look, they have a sword.
No, kid. Shh.
What, child? Oh my, the sword has been pulled from the stone.
Did I hear correctly? Our hero has finally come? The great knight from the stories of old?
I'm not a knight. Sorry to disappoint.
Welcome to our town. What is your name?
Didn't they say they were Everett something something, Whitefall?
Whitefall. No, that wasn't me. I'm Orion.
Sir Orion, our hero knight.
I'm not a... Oh.
It's as the prophecy says.
Whatever.
We're saved from the evil wizard Movar.
Orion, hero knight.
You, couldn't have tried pulling the sword before setting the pigs loose?
That would have been way less fun.
Here's the money I promised you.
Hey, do hero knights get paid extra?
You're not a knight.
Touché. Thank you for side questing with us. This episode, Hero Knight, was written and produced by Tal Minear. The voice of Willow was Sina Breyer. The townspeople were voiced by Catherine Shepherd, Francesco Macagno, Roger Moore, and Luca Pill. The voice of Ryan was Tal Minear. A big thanks to Ilya for supporting this episode. We're on Twitter and Tumblr with the username @SideQuestingPod and Instagram as @SideQuesting. Follow us for show updates, podcast recommendations, cat pictures, and a link to our Patreon.
We put on our detective caps and looked high and low, searching for clues to lead us to the best new mystery podcast for kids. Little did we know that we would have to search upside down. That's right. We discovered the Upside Down story with a brand new mystery story for kid detectives each and every week. With most stories, the storyteller introduces themselves at the beginning of the tale. But at the Upside Down story, you don't know who is telling you the story until the very end. Unless you guess their identity sooner, that is. Do you think you have the detective skills to crack these cases wide open? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and put your sleuthing skills to the test by listening to The Upside Down Story on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.